Good morning, humanity, or perhaps it's afternoon, evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from the epicenter of human unity in Auroville, in southern Tamil Nadu, in India. So my name is Fifth, your hostess with the mostest and the co-founder of MediClown Academy. And of course, here in the studio with me is our handy dandy sound guy who does everything, Stefano. Hi, Stefano. We're creating a happy, healthy India for all, sharing love, laughter, joy, and play. After all, India knows love. So we have been strengthening our habits to create wholesomeness, humor, and happiness in ourselves and others. Just to recap quickly, when we wake up in the morning, smile, breathe, and find that joy. Maybe you laugh into your pillow so you don't get the person next to you a little annoyed and angry because you're just a little too chirpy, like me. And then the second thing is, you know, when you look in the mirror, when you see your reflection, laugh lovingly at what you see and embrace it. And if there's something that you don't quite like, maybe it's your ears, your nose, your belly, laugh at it and reframe it so your belly has now become Santa's belly. And see yourself learning to love yourself. So especially things like this, when you don't like them, they will shift and transform and change. Now, there are times when you are worried or scared or anxious. And, you know, when you begin to realize that the more worried you get, the more anxious you get, and the more anxious you get, the more worried you get, and the more worried and anxious, and it goes round and round and round in a vicious circle. And it just haunts you. It reminds me of a little bit of that story that I told you in a couple of earlier episodes when Maya, my 3-year-old niece, did not want to eat her cauliflower. And I said, Maya, why don't you want to eat your cauliflower? And she said, Auntie Fifth, because I don't like it. Well, why don't you like it, Maya? Because it frightens me. Well, why does it frighten you? Because I don't like it. Okay, and why don't you like it? Because it frightens me. And thus goes this vicious circle. Whether it's a 3-year-old or whether you're 103, those vicious things go around in your circle, in your head, rather. And then you can't breathe. And you're gasping. And it restricts the airflow. And then your brain stops. And it stops the creativity and the imagination. And it is our imagination that leads to solutions. So when we laugh, we allow oxygen to enter our brain and we receive aha moments, okay? So now I want you to imagine that you have a jar in your hand and you're going to hold it about 45 degrees above your eye level to the sun. And okay, even if it's a cloudy day or you're in your apartment in lockdown and there is no sun anywhere, imagine the sun. Feel it on your skin. Breathe in the fresh air. See the beauty. And with intention, radiate love and laughter from your eyes. And as I look out over, I see this beautiful being across from me called Stefano, and I'm just going to laugh. And with your mind and hand and heart into the jar, imagine when you were a kid and you knew everything. If there was a question, you'd always say, I know, I know. That's the motto of a child. I know. So now you empower your jar with the I know, laughter, joy, and clarity. Whatever you want from the universe, like you did when you were a kid. And know and believe that the universe can and will answer everything that needs to happen now. So, let's just hold that and let's just laugh. Ready? You gonna laugh with me, Stefano, in a moment? Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's just imagine that you have a challenge. My challenge right now is I have to get to the store to get some spinach, and it's going to close in 10 minutes. And what am I going to do? Well, it might be bigger than that, but let's just laugh. One, two, three. And as you're laughing, keep going. And close your eyes for a brief moment. And feel that vibration going through you. And receive the sun and the nature around you. And as that nature comes out through your eyes, your nose, your mouth, well, maybe not your nose, it could. You put it into the jar. Just put all that laughter into the jar and just breathe and feel that loving laughter envelop you and embrace you. Now take the lid and put it on the jar and tight that jar. Just put it, twist it tight, twist it tight. And breathe in and allow that vibration to go through you. So let's go through those steps. You've found a jar and maybe you've decorated it. You've held the jar up to the sun and with your eyes gazing up at about a 45 degree angle, you are conscious of inhaling love and light and laughter and the abundance from the universe and laughing it. As you exhale, you laugh with intention into that jar because you are filling that jar. You got it? Now what we're going to do is, oh, and then of course you close the jar. But now we're going to add something. Okay, what we're going to do is you are going to feel that feeling that you had when you were a kid, right? Where you knew that you had those answers and all the answers are in there because what you didn't know now that you knew then was you are the universe. The universe is in you and the universe is outside of you. You're one and the same. So every time that worry or concern comes up, no point worrying. You kind of go, you know what? I can't do it my way, but the universe can. And the universe that feeds me can. So now you've prepared your jar. You've prepared yourself. And when you're anxious, you're going to take a piece of paper out and you're going to write down everything that you're anxious about. Or you might even draw it in a cartoon. Actually, that's even better because when you draw it in a cartoon, draw it like a five-year-old. Take like 30 seconds. Just whip it. Draw it. Because you see, then you're accessing the right side of your brain, which is the creative side as opposed to the logical side. But the two will come together. And then you're solving the problem. So then you've written it on the piece of paper. You put it in the universe can jar with all that laughter and solutions. And you close that jar. And you just say, dear, dear universe, dear divine, dear God, dear spirit, whatever you want. You just say, I'm so happy and grateful. I am now open to receive. And I have all the answers and all the resources I need to find a solution to this challenge. So as our great friend with the crazy hair, the hair that looks like my hair or my hair looks like his, Einstein said, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. So what we need to do is what we did just now. We fling out the laughter into the universe. And so as Jean Houston says, at the height of laughter, the universe is flung into a kaleidoscope of new possibilities. I'll say that again. At the height of laughter, the universe is flung into a kaleidoscope of new possibilities. And so you see, when we talk to the universe and we laugh out loud, and then we wait for a few days, the answer will emerge. But any time that worry comes, just say, oh, no, the universe can. And don't think about it. Don't think about it. The universe is rich and abundant and has all the answers. So now we've installed three habits into your daily life. One, wake up with joy and laughter and smiles. Two, look at yourself in the mirror, and if there's something that you love, love it even more and say, I love me. If there's something that's not quite right, you look at it, you reframe, and you say, oh, those big ears, or oh, those big lips, they're better to kiss you with. And then the third thing is take the worry and anxiety and put it into the universe can. So we'd love to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your stories, your feelings in the comments below. Check out our website. We're also on YouTube. Thanks to, what are they called? Thumby?
Tube Thumby.
And there's also a number of great programs here on the radio and on YouTube. Check us all out and do hit that subscription button below. And now Stefano and I are just going to laugh our way out. Ha 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 ha